Part 4.
You'll hear part of a lecture given by a waste recycle management's professor. First, you have some time to look at questions 31 to 40. Now, listen carefully and answer the questions 31 to 40.
Hi, everyone. This morning I'm going to talk to you about flea markets in England. At first, we were surprised to learn that only 15% of people here in England make an effort to collect waste. That is lower than other European countries. Also, it might be falling within a couple of years' time unless the government makes a severe regulation for industries and local residences. The UK government's target means that by 2012, we must decrease our waste emissions by 45% compared with 2000. Local councils can offer support to meet that target by taking part in the National Green Campaign and investing in local flea markets. Most of all, these markets reduce waste emissions from landfill sites. A flea market, or swap meet, is a type of bazaar where very cheap or second-hand goods are sold or bartered for. It may be indoors, like in a warehouse or school gymnasium, or it may be outdoors, like in a field or under a tent. The flea market vendors display the goods used on the table for selling, such as a few unwanted household items to operate commerce, including a variety of used living products. Many flea markets in European countries have food vendors who sell snacks and drinks to the visitors, and may be part of a small event such as carnivals or concerts. As part of our research, our team carried out a questionnaire with people in the local area. The results said, we need to open more second-hand shops. However, one problem is that there is a lack of information and marketing. To solve the problems, local councils should invest and support in flea markets by doing things like creating parking space, organizing security, public promotions using the internet and other resources. We were also surprised to discover how waste such as furniture, computers, kitchen tools, and other such things are reused. And wooden furniture or electronic products are easy to recycle because they can be reused over and over again without becoming weaker. Around 3 million electronic goods are thrown away per year. Also, around 500,000 pieces of furniture are also disposed of. Only one-fifth is collected, and fortunately recycled through many local flea markets. In 2009, there were around 3,000 flea markets in England. The number is increasing, steadily, so far. Surprisingly, by collecting under 15% of old books, lots of paper is imported, so more paper can be recycled in the UK. Europe recycles 50% of its paper, and Germany recycles 80% of its paper. When recycling launched, there were quality problems, so it was so hard to reuse paper in office sheets. However, these problems have now been solved, and Union of the Flea Markets based in East London produces high-quality recycled paper. Another union, Loving Paper, currently sells the paper that has been through a sorting process to farmers or gardeners as fertilizer. So, to sum up, there seems to be a number of activities that enable people to reuse waste, but the substantial problem is encouraging people to think twice about taking their waste to a flea market instead of throwing it away.
That is the end of part 4. You now have 1 minute to check your answers to part 4. That is the end of the listening test. In the IELTS test, you would now have 10 minutes to transfer your answers to the answer sheet.
I think the recycling program will make us save materials and protect the environment in future. And next, I'll show the plan for promoting it.